Once and Future. Written by Amy Rose Capetta and Corey McCarthy. Read by Lauren Fortgang.
Merlin woke up. The ceiling of the crystal cave glimmered. He could make out, in a fuzzy way, points that stabbed the air high above his head. He reached for his glasses, smacking around on the cold floor until he found the thin wafers of glass, the horn rims. He settled them onto his face, and everything danced into focus. Merlin sighed. He didn't know why he bothered correcting his eyesight when there was no one to look at. At this point, he preferred his nightmares to being awake. Waking up meant caring about things like Morgana and magic. It meant the hamster wheel of tragedy was spinning, and it wouldn't stop until Arthur died. Again. The chivalrous fool must have pulled the sword out of something. It wasn't always a stone. Once it had been a sewer grate, another time, a beanbag chair. Let no one say that Morgana lacked a sense of the absurd. And now that he was awake, it was time to work. Merlin had to go through the same steps he did every cycle. Find Arthur, train Arthur, relieve his bladder of centuries of pressure. Not in that order. He stood up, knees springy. When he looked down, his skin was wrinkle-free and baby fresh. He caught sight of himself in the nearest crystal. He was no longer old and venerable, or even middle-aged and respectable. Merlin's cheeks were round, his glasses set over eyebrows that had been stripped of their bushy character. His lips frowned back at him, the color of English roses in springtime. The glory of his beard reduced to a scratch of stubble.
Stop,
he muttered to his body.
Stop doing this.
Merlin remembered taking Arthur 37 to a Mexican restaurant for his 13th birthday when, over fried ice cream, Arthur shouted that he, like Merlin, intended to get younger every year. Merlin had wanted to throttle that particular Arthur, in a friendly and informative sort of way. Everyone assumed Merlin had done it on purpose, but he'd never asked to age backward. And now he was sliding into adolescence with a sickening anticipation of what must be in store. How old would he be when he woke up for the next cycle? 10? 5? Would Arthur listen to a tiny child who claimed to be his mentor? And afterward, after babyhood, would Merlin merely blink out of existence? He moved with a stewing sense of anger. He couldn't decide if the fuming was meant for Morgana, who kept them trapped in this cycle, or Arthur, who had woken it up. Again.